Let us commence our worship this morning with hymn number 974, tune is Meriton 366. While contests reign at the Christian Church, and may I live the friend of peace, the sacred mine of Scripture search, and learn from man, vain man, to cease. O teach me, Lord, thy truth to know, and separate from all beside. This I would guard from every foe, nor fear the issue to abide.
Thank you.
this morning from the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 41. Isaiah chapter 41. Keep silence before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near, then let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. Who raised up the righteous man from the east, called him to his foot, gave the nations before him, and made him rule over kings. He gave them as the dust to his sword, and as driven stubble to his bow. He pursued them and passed safely, even by the way that he had not gone with his feet. Who hath wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning. I, the Lord, the first and with the last, I am he. The isles saw it and feared, the ends of the earth were afraid, drew near and came. They helped every one his neighbour, and every one said to his brother, be of good courage. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smootheth with the hammer, him that smote the anvil, saying, it is ready for the soldering. And he fastened it with nails, that it should not be moved. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and shalt not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains, and beat them small, and shalt make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them. And thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places, and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and dry land the springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the sitar tree, and the myrtle, and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree, and the pine, and the box tree together, that they may see and know, and consider, and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. Produce your cause, saith the Lord. Bring forth your strong reasons, saith the King of Jacob. Let them bring them forth, and show us what shall happen. Let them show the former things what they be, that we may consider them, and know the latter end of them, or declare things for to come. show the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know that ye are gods. Yea, do good or do evil, that we may be dismayed and behold it together. Behold, ye are of nothing, and your work of naught. An abomination is he that chooseth you. I have raised up from the one from the north, and he shall come from the rising of the sun. Shall he call upon my name, and he shall come upon princes as upon mortar, and as the potter treadeth clay. Who has declared from the beginning, that we may know, and before time that we may say, he is righteous? Yea, there is none that showeth. Yea, there is none that declareth. Yea, there is none that heareth your words. The first shall say to Zion, behold, behold them, and I will give to Jerusalem one that bringeth good tidings. For I beheld, and there was no man, even among them, and there was no counsellor, and when I asked of them, could answer a word. Behold, they are all vanity, their works are nothing, their molten images are wind and confusion. May the Lord bless his word and help us now in prayer. Oh, gracious God, we will bow our heads in reverence and godly fear, realizing solemnly that thine eye is upon us, and thine ear is open to our cry from this corner of thy vineyard. True, Lord, we may prove it is thy vineyard, and that we might truly be given fruits of repentance, as we come, Lord, and bring our hard things and burdens to thee, and seek, Lord, thou give us faith to believe in what we have been reading this morning. The fear not for the Jacobs, the seed of Jacob, that are found true favourites of thine, Lord, because thou hast chosen them before the world began, and will teach them wisdom's way. O Lord, give us a wise and understanding heart to plead the causes of thy people, and to bless us, Lord, that we might have those crumbs that may fall from the Master's table this day. For we come, Lord, and tremble oftentimes to realize that thou, God, seest me exactly as I am. What a solemn sight, Lord, to the pure eyes of God through Jesus, and to realize what Jesus has done, to lay down his life for his friends. And ye are my friends if ye keep my word. Lord, do instruct us. Do burn the very truth into our souls, we do pray thee, that we might live in the light of thy countenance, and seek that closer walk with thee. Oh, do bless our Lord, we are despised and rejected of many in the land. Even those, Lord, that want office in the federal government, or also in the state governments. Oh, what a solemn falling away, condoning, Lord, the breaking of thy commandments in the institution of marriage between man and woman. Despise, Lord, us that believe in these things, but oh, help us, Lord, to be faithful to thy word in our walk and our conduct, and teach us to do thy will and lead us in a plain path. Lord, as we venture, and Lord, have had many a stone of stumbling and rock in our pathway. To those, Lord, ways where we have in our lives, in our families, to train our offspring up in thy fear. And solemnly men have departed, and we've seen, Lord, even under our own roof. Lord, have mercy upon us. Help us, dear Lord, to believe in thee and trust in thee. And, O Lord, may we yet see, Lord, thy people wrought upon out there, brought to fear God, brought to realise eternity before them, and either heaven, or how solemn, outer darkness in hell, where, Lord, thy mercy can never come to redeem those that are lost in their sins. We'll find eternal misery, Lord, in outer darkness, where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The reality of thy word, Lord, will come to pass. We're either this morning saved or lost. We're either, Lord, without any hope. And yet, Lord, dare we say that. We hope that we believe that our hope is in the merits of Jesus, who manifests to us, Lord, thou art our Saviour, our Redeemer, that thou hast shed thy precious blood on Calvary's tree. And this will humble us, Lord. Our hope, built upon nothing less than Jesus' blood of righteousness, dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. We thank thee, Lord, for that measure of health and strength that brings us again. And we do pray, Lord, that thy banner over us might be love. But looking, Lord, for tokens of thy love, can we not bear the people up here, Lord, that ride to in their homes, and one in her home, Lord, at Geelong. Lord, do remember us for good. Bring back the prodigals. Do, Lord, remember us in mercy for good. No matter where they are, no matter how far they wandered from the fold of God, bring them back, Lord, that we might see the reality, Lord, of that real religion, spiritual revivals in the churches. Men begin to faint and yet realize, Lord, that Jesus alone can save them, can redeem them, can comfort them, and show them exceeding great and precious promises to the yea and amen in Christ. For is anything too hard for thee? And we do pray, Lord, for this country. Oh, what a sad state we're in by nature. But Lord, we're not beyond the limit of thy mercy to keep that measure of peace in the land and to silence, Lord, the critics of religion. And to silence, Lord, the critics of those of false religions that would do anything, Lord, to destroy real Christianity. Lord, do we pray thee, God, that men then might be brought to hunger and thirst after thy righteousness. For without the imputed righteousness of Christ Jesus the Lord, we shall surely perish in our sins. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Teach us to do thy will and lead us in a plain path because of our enemies. And make us to realise our life's minutest circumstance is subject to thine eye and to thy will. So do teach us, Lord, to number our days, to apply our hearts unto wisdom. And know, Lord, what wait before. We thankful for many mercies through another week of time, for that improvement in health and strength and in oneself, and others, Lord, through mercy, still unable to venture here with us. And others, Lord, on the end of the relay system, and do bless us. To the young, Lord, and rising race in their pathway of education, Lord, here and up there, Lord, in Ride. And, O Lord, we do pray for our family members. Have mercy upon them that have turned their backs upon the truth, that they might be brought to realise that thou art the one thing needful. Lord, the work is thine, the power is thine, the glory shall be thine. If thou would confirm, Lord, that there are those out there that have been brought to feel alone, can prepare them for heaven and deliver them from hell. So, Lord, do hear our prayers. Help us still to wait upon thee, believing in thee, trusting in thee, hoping in thy mercy. And now, Lord, we seek thy presence and thy help as we gather round thy word. And ask, Lord, that it might have free course and be glorified in the hearts of their air hearers, wherever they might be at this time, and especially amongst us in our courses. We ask it, O Lord, for Christ's sake alone. Amen. Let us further sing hymn 993, the tune is Montgomery 375. O Zion afflicted, we wave upon wave, whom no man can comfort, whom no man can save. With darkness surrounded, by terrors dismayed, in toiling and rowing thy strength is decayed. Loud roaring the billows now nigh overwhelm, but skillful is the pilot who sits at the helm. His wisdom conducts thee, his power thee defends, in safety and quiet thy warfare he ends.
Oh,
please to help me. I would direct you prayerfully to Isaiah chapter 41 and reading verses 14 and 15. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains, and beat them small, and thou shalt make the hills as chaff. We do bless the Lord for his exceeding great and precious promises. And now he says, I will make thee a sharp threshing instrument. Thresh the mountains that they might be beaten small. The mountains of doubt, fear and unbelief that you and I experience as believers. And the natural man, too, knows what it is to have mountains. We do see in Jerusalem, the mountains around Jerusalem, the very center that the Lord has been in as the Son of God, and knew what it was to be there, tempted and tried in all points, like you and I are tempted and tried at times. But none of their trials, none of their mountains can be as great as what Jesus himself had to experience. But he said of the seed of Jacob, this will make you feel to be as no man, as nothing. But shall be brought there that the Lord acknowledges the poor and needy sinners that seek water and there is none. It isn't the water that you and I drink, dear friends, for our natural thirst. This is living water. The poor sinners have it drawn for them. Waters from the wells of salvation. What a mercy to be brought here, where you realize that you need help. He causes afflictions to come, and we've been singing of. And it's all to wean you and me from self. Oh, that hideous monster sin, dear friends, that seems to envelop our minds. We're brought to remember these things. And pray for this God to be our refuge, their strength. And so he gives you a fear not. Your fear to presume is one thing, there's a danger in presumption of your religion that you've got that's needful to save you. We can look afar off at times and realize the presence we need of the Lord to take his word and seal it upon our soul. We need real evidences of his love. We have natural love amongst their family circles. And if we truly believe, our love will be centered in Christ and realize how vital it is to know him, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. And he came not to call the righteous. There are so many religious bodies today that think that they know where they're going. We've met those people in our lives that know where they're going. That assurance, dear friends, is building upon false hopes. But your hopes and mine have been centered in Christ. And we look to him to manifest to us his mercies and show us a token of his love. And so he tells us, he says, I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand. No, he reaches forth his arm to save you. And this is a privilege that so few seem to know of. But bless God, there's a little hope that he has given you his help. Help laid upon one that is mighty to save, yes, even unto the uttermost. You get enforced in such despairing situations in your life that God alone knows. And though your faith and mine is tried, and though the devil comes in like a flood of times and says, where is now your God? All these things that you lay before him, he doesn't seem to answer. But he's not silent. But he has an appointed time to apply these promises, to live and die upon the precious promises that he has bestowed upon you, and he will bestow them upon you if you've not yet had a promise sealed. But if you honour him, he'll honour you. But if you dishonour him, if you disobey him, well then the Lord, if you're one of his, he'll bring you through some high mountains and deep valleys of trouble. But all to make you be sick of self and more attracted to him. And so he drops a word in. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel. These Jews that were chosen people, as well as the Gentile race, have been so favoured to receive these promises. And he says, fear not. You see, we're creatures of fear. We drag along and fear oftentimes where no fear is. We get suddenly cut down with some affliction and we wonder where the scene's going to end. But the Lord reigns. The Lord reigns. And we sung that hymn this morning about how in Christianity there are these times, dear friends, when those that profess the name of Christ and yet do all manner cause damage and harm. As we've had another, some of you have had another booklet again from the so-called pastor of Clapham in England. The man, dear friends, doesn't read the scripture. He only selects that suits him and then tries to say that Jesus Christ was not in human flesh, but he was, he says that he was the Spirit. We know in his deity he is in the Spirit and had received spiritual instruction and teaching as he came to do the work of the Father, and was certainly the one mediator between God and man. But the poor deluded man, dear friends, is deceiving his followers. But what a mercy if you and I see that flesh and blood, Jesus said in the Luke 24, that as he was offered the honeycomb and also a portion of fish, and now how he said, and I don't want to repeat all these things that he said, but you see, the blessedness of Jesus is that his Spirit of truth comes down, it is true. But we see Jesus made a little lower than angels, born of a woman, raised up, dear friends, and given wisdom from on high to preach the gospel to dying sinners. And so we see Jesus. And we ask him to grant us deliverance from our fears, that there is a true hope built up in your soul and mine, that he will help you, that he will uphold you in his own time and way. And we need his help. We need the Lord to grant us this new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. And how is that? Why? The Lord grants you and me to to chew on the precious promises of the doctrine of free and sovereign grace. You feed upon fat things, upon wine, upon the leaves, whereupon he makes the mountains a plain, he exalts valleys. And this is your hope. He takes a word and seals it. When he speaks to your soul, you'll know it. You're going your way rejoicing that he has given you a good hope through grace. You've known your poverty. You've known you've had a worm in the sight of God. And you acknowledge his greatness, his majesty, his holiness, and his tenderness. And he will not leave you comfortless, but to come right where you are. And some of you have had to live this way, dependent upon the Lord to comfort you in your low place. And you never laid you so low that his pity that cannot come where you are. He comforts sinners in distress. What a mercy, strips you of me all their fancied meanness to meet the great I am. And Jesus himself draws near. He manifests his love to you. Oh, when he raises a portion of promise to your soul and applies it, you'll know it. No other comfort but when he comes. He comforts you and me in spite of you and me trembling at his holiness and majesty, his sovereignty. But he said, I will hold thy right hand. And says, fear not, I will help thee. He repeats it. God often gives you a promise and you meditate upon it. And he'll come again and confirm it. He says in the word of God, the Spirit will be your remembrancer. To bring to your remembrance what he has spoken to me of, salvation, deliverance from the pit, made wise unto salvation through faith in Christ. What a refuge for sinners. The gospel makes known, it is found in the merits of Jesus alone. Behold, I will make thee. You see, it's God's work, it's God manifested his love to you in spite of you and me get very fearful. And yet, blessed be the Lord, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument. Wrestling prayer to remove this mountain. Who art thou, great mountain, before Zerubbabel, the prince of peace? Thou shalt be made a plain. These are God's promises that we've one after the other, if applied to your soul, but just a fear not, we do you good, won't it? You'll be able to speak to his honour and glory that what he has done for your soul. You see, it says here, when the poor and needy seek water in their eyes, none in their tongue faileth at thirst. Oh, the Lord, hear them. What a groan. Their groanings, their breathings. Under the influence of the Spirit, Spirit of truth, come down, reveal the things of God and make to us salvation known and witness with the blood. This is the centre of your religion, Jesus Christ, that makes a new sharp threshing instrument, drives out the buyers and the sellers, and thou shalt thresh the mountains. Oh, what a mercy. Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt be made a plain. Blessed mercy then. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. You have that little spark of faith that he'll strengthen, he'll keep it alive. You won't give up praying for the blessing of the Lord to enrich your soul. These mountains he removes. And he will remove them. Because you've been made to feel so helpless, prayerless, cold, dead and hard. But still, you cannot escape from his word. You go to his word. You know, it says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through the merits of Jesus. Oh, to know and praise and bless this dear Lord of Saviour who tells you these fear nots. Yes, where it says, fear not, little flock, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you this treasure. It's a treasure to have a promise. It may be very weak and faint with you at times, because was it really true? Did the Lord really draw me by the cords of man, by the bands of his love? Of course he did. And you don't forget it. And when you read it, it's not may not be with the same power and sweetness, but you reflect upon that moment and that time when he changed your heart, when you began to be in want. You were poor and needy. You were desperate for the Lord because you felt your tongue failing. But what about your thoughts? Prayer of thoughts, you know. If only I could think aright, if only I could think more positively that Jesus is the friend of sinners and he made himself nigh to you, and you know nothing is beyond the limits of his love. We have those who are concerned about it, their souls. And we look to the Lord to comfort them and open their blind eyes and unstop their deaf ears to realize the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you and unto me. The office of Christ, that he comes and understands and considers. And you'll consider what the Lord has done for your soul. And you'll not be ashamed to own it, what he has done for your soul and mine. And you won't deny him. You won't mock him. You won't despise him. But you'll bless him for that humble hope. You were minister brought so low as one could ever be brought. You felt you were right near the end sometimes of all your religion. But never. What the Lord has been given you, has given you and has forgiven you for in those past blessings. He's brought you out into a wealthy place. He comforted your troubled heart and said unto you, stand still. It's not you and me trying to run before we can walk in religion. No, it's stand still. And see the good hand of God that has gone before. He's touched your heart. You can't deny it. He's delivered you. He's blessed you with a comfort and hope that you're no longer looking onto what the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smoothed the hammer, him that smote the anvil, saying, it is ready for the soldering, and he fastened it with nails, that it should not be moved. That's an idolatry of religion, isn't it? Oh, and there's so much idolatry, dear friends, in religion. But oh, it's a little. It's a little reality, a little blessing of the Lord that enriches your soul and mind. It's tokens of his love. Satan can never speak of love, can he? He doesn't know what the love of God is. He has discernment to see where there's a work of grace, where the Lord has led you and me as a captivity. He's led your captivity captive because he's given you such a promise of this and says, fear not. As I said, no matter however low you feel, ye men of Israel, I will help thee. And he helps the helpless, the poor and needy, the hungering and thirsting sinner. He's waiting for the Lord to confirm his or her soul with a sign following. When he says, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. You know, the drawings of the grace of God are irresistible. You'll never resist the work of grace when there's that time to be born again, the revelation of Christ. Yes, you tremble at the majesty and holiness of God, but he'll give you this word, and it'll humble you. And the humble shall hear thereof and be glad when the Lord applies his word to your soul. The entrance of his word will give it light and understanding to your poor, simple soul of mine. I will make thee a sharp, flashing instrument. You see, this is wrestling prayer. Almighty grace, arrest that man, that woman, that child, and teach them by fear, because them that honour me, I will honour. They that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. It's all very well, people turn a deaf ear to what the scriptures say, but there will come a time, if they're his, to quicken them and make them cry, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He won't be like that proud Pharisee. He came justifying himself in coming. He came justifying in good works and his good deeds. The good works should never save you, but by grace alone are we saved through faith, and not yourselves, is the gift of God, not of works which any man should boast. And so he says, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as white as wool. Perfection. That robe of Christ's righteousness will cover with the mantle of his forgiving love all your sins and all mine and all your fears. We shall prove groundless at last, because he has begun that good work and will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Wouldn't you love to give grace to others, but you can't? No, you cannot convert oneself, but Jesus can. There'll be a matter for prayer for you and me. And though you get distressed and cast down, when will the Lord come? Touch this and that one. When will he have mercy upon Zion and build again the broken walls of Jerusalem? I tell you this, the Lord will come again. He'll come to judge the world in righteousness. And what a blessed mercy if he has imputed you the righteousness of Christ, which is being favoured, to see that he's going to beat these mountains small and make the hills as chaff. He's going to separate the wheat from the chaff. He's going to separate the sheep from the goats. He's going to separate them lost, the eternally lost, and those that are saved. Lost souls he came to redeem, and the foundation of God, having this truth, the Lord knoweth them that his, and let him that nameth Christ depart. You'll have to leave these things in the world that you'll hold, and what I am finding to do it as unto the Lord and not unto man. But oh, what a mercy to honour him, to serve him with fear, reverence, fear, and godly acknowledgement that the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let the people tremble. And you have to say, why me? Why such a wretch as me, who must ever lie in hell? Were not salvation free? It's not, dear friends, waving a handkerchief to accept Christ as these evangelists have tried to do. Waves of emotion. True religion, more than notion, something must be known for, and you will know it. And you won't have an armful of religion, but you'll have a little. And it'll be thanks be unto God, who has given me the victory over this body of sin. And you hold the things of this world with a loose hand. You acknowledge God's goodness in providence. Yes, it's right there. We return thanks for his great goodness that he has caused to pass before in their way. But the greatest goodness is the fear not, that I have redeemed thee, have called thee by thy name. Well, thou art mine. And when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Waves and billows go over our head, mountains before thee. But the Lord makes it a plain. and we bless him for it. And so I will help thee. Privileged soul then who tells you this, I will help thee, I will undertake for you, I will supply your need, and I will make my goodness pass before you in the way, and you bless him for it. And you'll have to acknowledge him and you'll return thanks. And you'll see that grace to walk in his fear and not be ashamed to keep his commandments, because he says, if ye love me, keep my commandments, and they're not grievous. Given such exceeding great and precious promises, you'll go in the strength of the Lord, you'll make mention of his righteousness and his only. Unto thee we shall look. Yes, as like worm Jacob, you will feel pretty low. Even at the ends of the earth, I will be with thee. In the pastures of the waters, I will be with thee. Yes, at the ends of the earth, he says, look unto me, all the ends of the earth, and be saved, for beside me there is no saviour. Salvation. Your soul weaved, dear friends, the world. Your soul made wise unto salvation. Your soul received the pardon of sins, the security of it, exceeding great and precious promises, because you are a chosen vessel. You've not chosen me, but I've chosen you to ordain you to go forth and bring forth real fruit. Repentance is the gift of God. And you repent, and by grace of God, you believe. He gives you faith. He's the author of your faith and the finisher of it. And such as those that receive these prophecies, a new sharp threshing it, threshing instrument, prayer. Prayer, dear friends, is appointed to convey the blessings God designed to give. Long as they live, should Christian pray, but only while they pray they live. In all your afflictions, when you have some afflictions, and oh, what a mercy, the Lord will be with you in the fires. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. And what a mercy. The strange thing happened unto you is to bring you immediately into fellowship with the saints. Your eyes see single, your whole body is full of the light and the knowledge and the glory of God in the face of Christ. Oh, what a refuge. What a refuge, dear friends. Brought into the pathway of affliction, but he brings you out. He doesn't cause you to die in these afflictions. But, dear friends, he revives your spirit. And you commit your way to the Lord, you trust also in him, and find a bring to pass. He spares you. He brings you out into a wealthy place, and he fulfills those promises that he's given you in past days. And those promises are yea and amen in Christ. I will help thee. You've got the great I Am. The I Am that was before Abraham. I was with the Father. And the Father sent him to suffer, bleed and die on Calvary's tree to redeem unworthy you and me, Jacob. Your seed of Jacob. Jacob of my love, Esau of my hated. Oh, what a mercy and privilege for your soul to know this. He gives you a sharp threshing instrument. This wrestling prayer. Oh, blessed be the Lord, God omnipotent and reigning. The mountains are made plain, thresh them. As I said, the chaff, dear friends, goes down to hell. But what a mercy, these chosen vessels. I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Weaned you from the world, made you wise unto salvation. Yes, as I said earlier, you will attend to the demands of this life. He make a way for you where there seemed to be no way if you honour him. And he'll bring you, dear friends, into his banqueting house and his banner. Ultimately will be his everlasting love, shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. A time. And I've said before, there are times in his hands, all these events in his command. Oh, may we give more grace to humble himself before him, that we might be exalted in due time, casting all our care. There's not one care that you and I have, little or great. Sometimes they're great mountains. But he knows the way you take. When he has tried you, he's going to prove your religion and mine. What a mercy to have a little. He'll bring you through. And you'll go on your way rejoicing. You'll know what it is to go weeping to the throne of grace. He's removed the mountain. It may seem impossible, but I will make all my goodness to pass you in the way. Them that honour me, I will honour. Oh, may you and me be given grace to believe these promises, to hold fast to them and plead that they bring again your remembrance these promises. Why? I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I'll not fear what man should do unto me. But I must leave it now, my friends. May the Lord bless his own word and forgive all the mess for Christ's sake. Amen. I would just mention, I meant to mention in prayer, our friend Elaine had a fall in the week, but she has recovered so far, thankfully. Now, let us close with hymn 323. The tune is Bright and New, 308. When darkness long has veiled my mind, and smiling day once more appears, then my Redeemer, then I find the folly of my doubts and fears. I chide my unbelieving heart, and blush that I should ever be thus prone to act as so base as a part, or harbour one hard thought of thee.
Thank you.
Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each. Amen.